welcome back to another episode of Let's Leisure. And let me tell you, I'm looking at my reflection right now and I scream leisure. I mean, like, my hair is messy. I'm still sort of in, like, my PJs. And we're comfortable. We're chilling. And to be honest, I kind of watched like a handful of things this week. And so I wasn't really quite sure what to really talk about this episode. I kind of almost wanted to do it on a show, but I was like, no, I did a show last week. And then I'm like, who cares? This is my podcast. If I want to talk about another show, I can. But, my DNA and like wanting to keep things in order and some kind of format, I was like, no, let's talk about a movie. And I didn't know which movie to watch. I've watched some good ones, but none of them really kind of like spoke to me. I mean, like, I can't say spoke to me. I don't know. Like, they were good. I enjoyed them. But, I kind of want to talk about one that really came out recent. So as you can tell from the title of this episode, we're going to be talking about Penguin Bloom. This one was started like super random. I was getting my dinner. I was like, all right, let me look for something new on Netflix. And I just went under movies and like just added. And this was one of them. And I didn't even know it was coming out. And the only reason it caught my attention was because it had Naomi Watts. Now, Naomi also did Gypsy on Netflix, and you know what? I still have a little hope that maybe later down the line, Netflix will come around and make a season two, because Gypsy was hot, Naomi's hot, and it just needs to happen. So, if someone in the Netflix world is listening, hi, how are you? Make a season two, please. Yeah, so literally I saw that it was her. I was like, dang, she looks hot. And press play. So I didn't even bother looking to see what it was about. But it seems kind of like a drama, kind of sad. And that was that. So this, the date to this is kind of like it just came out, but then it also didn't just come out. So it is new to Netflix, but when you look up the movie, it says 2020. So it released in Australia or like New Zealand before it released here. And then see down here, it says initial release January 15th, 2021. So point is, this is still a very recent movie based on a real like story, real event. The small synopsis is a photographer and his family find hope and solace in an injured magpie chick. I hate that they use photographer because that's the husband and it's about Naomi, really. And she's not a photographer. But yeah, so it stars Andrew Lincoln, who is like, I know him a lot from The Walking Dead. Naomi, we know, actress, hello, Gypsy. Jackie Weaver. And those were kind of like the three big names. So, you know what? And I also didn't realize for it to be like sad. I didn't know it was based on a real story. So when I read that at the very beginning, I was like, ooh, okay, interesting. And then it was like very weird the way that they did like the accident flashbacks. So Sam, the mom, the woman, Naomi's character, has an accident where she like falls on her back because she's like on top of this roof site thing and they have these like railings and the railing basically breaks and she falls to the floor, concrete, and she can no longer feel anything from like her back down. So she has to figure out how to like move on from there. She has three boys. One of them feels a lot of guilt because he's the one who, like, took his family up there to see the roof. It wasn't really, like, a roof, but, like, this, like, top, like, stair thing, whatever. So he feels a lot of guilt. And he's kind of, like, the main storyteller because he's, like, the one talking doing an over voice the entire time. But it's very much based on the mom. So he has a lot of guilt. The other two boys are fine. The dad obviously is like the main one trying to get the boys together, and she's like self-loathing-ish. She doesn't like, she just feel like she is nothing now because she used to do, her family was very active, hikes, beaches, whatever, and she no longer wants to do anything because she can't walk. She is now bound to a wheelchair. And it is based on a book. The family, the Bloom family did make a book too, so it's based on that. So the family's dealing with this accident from the mom, and then one day the boy, ironically the one who feels all the guilt, finds a bird that was injured, brings him home, brings her home because it's a girl, I think. And no, because the gender wasn't revealed yet, because it said it takes a year for them to reveal like a bird gender. So anyways, so he brings his bird home and trying to nurse it back to health, and the bird basically bonds with the family, especially the mom Sam, because you know the boys leave for school, the dad's going to work, and then there's just a bond that is created, but the whole family feels the bond too. So the bird's name is Penguin. They call it Pang. So cute. Suddenly I have like my next dog name, okay? And it's very wholesome in the fact that like they're bonding, and it's basically like them having gotten a dog, but it's a bird. You know, and I didn't think, I was like, it's a bird, cute, but I didn't find myself like super attached to the bird that much until they're out at Sam's mom house celebrating her birthday. And they're having a lunch, and somehow Pang gets outside and she's flying, and these other two magpies start attacking her. And the fact that we see an attack happening, there's blood, Pang flies away, and I'm like sitting here like, leave this fucking bird alone, do not attack her. Yeah, that kind of hurt. It hurted. And I think just because there was like, we saw the fight and like there being blood, I don't know. And, like, the whole family's yelling, like, stop that, leave her alone, leave Pang alone, blah, blah, blah. Like, they can't really save her because somehow Pang and the other two birds had fallen to first floor, like, outside, and they were second level of the house. And by the time the dad gets outside, like, Pang has already flown away. And, like I said, this bird was attached to the family, and it takes a while for Pang to come back because they tried to find her, and they couldn't, and then, like, weeks go by, and then the bird comes back, and everyone's like, oh my god, Pang, Pang, yay. Right at the time that the family is overcoming, like, this basically, like, elephant in the room with the fact that the oldest is addressing his guilt on how it's his fault that they even went up to the little, like, side area in the first place, and the railing collapsed, and it's his fault that Ping was her, and like all this stuff. And so the mom's like, no, it's me, I'm processing everything. And you know, it's like a whole powwow of, you know, sorries and loves and trying to do better. And at this time too, she's also feeling a lot better about herself because she gets into kayaking, which is, you know, if you know what kayaking is, I mean, like, you're floating in water on a little like boat, and it's a lot of upper strength, which is kind of all she has. So she starts feeling some confidence, and it's actually really cute because you see her like genuinely wanting to be out and, you know, trying. Also, I love kayaking, so to like know that that was, you know, something she went into, I'm like, hey, I know this. So let me also give you the big plot summary. Based on the best-selling book of the same name, the film tells a story of Sam Bloom, a young mother of whose world is turned upside down after a shocking near-fatal accident leaves her paralyzed. Sam's husband, her three young boys, and her mother are struggling to adjust to their new situation when an unlikely ally enters their world in the form of an injured baby magpie they name Penguin. The bird's arrival is a welcome distraction for the Bloom family, eventually making a profound difference on Sam's life, teaching her how to live again. Yeah, so it's very cute. Like I said, I was like a bird, like I get it, and like I understood it. But it wasn't until that I saw these other birds trying to attack Penguin did I feel so sad about this freaking bird. And then, you know, the bird comes back. And then the bird leaves again. She's out. So during the, her whole, like, arc thing, she knows she's injured. She doesn't know how to fly. And then she does learn how to fly. So, of course, at the end, she, like, flies off. And then, like, one of the quotes at the end of the movie was, like, penguin will always be a part of the blooms. And I'm like, so this bird literally just yeet. He just left. She just left. And that was it. And I'm like, how sad is this? But you can see, I mean, from the summary itself, the bird is a distraction and gives just a lot of hope, essentially, too, because it's so cute. There were real birds on set, because as I was reading the credits, there were magpie, like, trainers? Yeah. And handlers, I think it said, too. I don't know. But, like, there were plenty of birds used, and they were so cute. I know nothing about magpies, nothing about, like, filming location, like, nothing about Australia, so, like, I've never seen these birds, so, like, maybe they are trainable, not trainable, I don't know, but they did it, and they used a lot of birds, like, I would say at least 10 names were on there, and, yeah, it was just so, like, it was a wholesome, besides the, like, really sad parts of, like, having to talk about the injury, and the mom struggling with, like, trying to process her new reality, and I, like, totally get it, because it was, like, falling into depression almost. It's like you're sad, you don't want to do shit, and like no one can help you but you, really. So yeah, it was cute. Oh, look, yeah, country of origin, Australia. So that was cool. And okay, so like things I love too about like movies based on real events and stories and stuff is like getting to see the people, like real life photos from like family or said people. So like the very end of the movie, like credits are rolling, like it's ended, everything, they're showing pictures of the family, the pictures of the bird, picture of the family and the bird, and like things like that. And I love that because it like places, I mean, these characters are spot on. First of all, like Naomi and Sam look pretty alike, like small women, short blonde hair. But to, like, get to see, like, these real people, I don't know, there's just something about that. It's, like, the same way when I watched, like, The Blind Side. Love seeing, like, the real photos and, like, things after, and, yeah. So, they had a lot of photos of the family, the real Bloom family, post, and I think they showed a couple pre, I don't know, a lot of post, accident, and, a lot of pictures of magpies. So cute, this little bird. And, yeah, I mean, would I watch again? No, probably not, but it was a nice little wholesome movie, and, like I said, I just started it to start it, because I was like, oh, Naomi Watts, and that was that, really. Wow, this is a really short episode. There's not much to talk. See, I really wanted to talk about Let Them All Talk, which has Meryl Streep and Diane Weist and Candice Bergen. That's on HBO. And I also low-key wanted to talk about Scam with Lorraine Bracco and Christopher Walken. Walker? Walken. But I was like, no, like, I need something now. And this movie, because I started it very like, okay, let's just watch it, and it was new, and I didn't know what to expect, and I was moved by this bird getting attacked. I was just like, let me talk about it. So here it is. Very cute. So if you're just looking for something, it's not even that long either. It's like an hour and a half. So if you're looking for something to like put on and feel kind of good after, I would watch Penguin Bloom. Also, well, how cute is that name? Like Penguin. And then like Peng. So cute. It almost reminded me of Mulan with Pang. Is it Pang? I think so. But, yeah. I would recommend if you're, you know, like a low-key, chill, wholesome movie, I would recommend. But that is kind of all for this week. Yes, we are keeping it short. Next week, I'm so excited, though, because there are going to be so many, like, new stuff out. I can't even think of one thing off the top of my head right now, though. But I know there was something coming out next week, or this upcoming week, and I was like, ooh, I can't wait to watch that. And then also, I've started, like, 2 new books. And there is a show that I just finished that I don't know what did I watch. feel like there was a lot of freaking shows. Oh, I was gonna talk about Euphoria. Did that come out last Friday? I think it did. Or maybe like a couple of Fridays ago. Maybe. Gosh, I don't even know. But I really want to make an episode of Euphoria. So hopefully season 2. Unless, you know, like someone is like, hey, do the specials that they did, then I will. But I know down the line I really do want to watch or do an episode about Euphoria. Because that show was like, wow. Like, I think I binged it when the finale came out, because I was like, oh, well, I have time, and there was like so many people talking about it, and I was like, okay, let me just sit and binge. And I binged it in one day, and it was a lot. It was a lot to take in, and I've not watched it since. So maybe I'll do a rewatch and just talk about the season and what my expectations are for season 2. I don't know, but I am just adding bits and pieces to this. Okay, so I'm gonna go. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you taking the time, as always. And hopefully, if this was not your cup of tea, well, next week, we'll... Okay, thanks for listening.